Welcome to another episode of Not Your K Podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, and today I want to talk about how Rona is ruining plans across the K-pop community. And April debuts and comebacks so far this month. Okay, so let's get straight into these comebacks and debuts that have happened over the course of the first half of April. So here first, I want to talk about Alexa. Now, when she first debuted, I feel like she had a certain quality about her that was very different from other typical K-pop artists. I know that she was a part of Produce 48, or was it 101? And she ended up having to drop out because she hurt herself. And when she first debuted, Bomb was a really good song. I actually really enjoyed that song. And with her comeback, her full album was released this month. But with her comeback, I think, which happened last month, it sort of had the same exact feel to it. Like, I didn't feel there was much of a difference or anything to marvel at. I know it was sort of within the same concept of Bomb, so I understand that there's a story that she's trying to follow there. And another thing that she's really good at that I really appreciate is that she's good at giving her fans content. I see on her YouTube channels that she posts like dance covers and covers of her singing different songs almost within like music video quality, and that's one thing I can appreciate about her as an artist. And I'd say that she's pretty lucky to be with the company that she is with now, because I feel like literally with almost anybody else, especially when you're this new, it's hard to go out and do the things that you want to do. So yeah, there's that for Alexa. And then T.O.O. made their debut this month with Magnolia and their first album, Reason for Being. So I did a little bit of research on all of these comebacks and debuts and who these people were. I had been following Alexa. T.O.O. I had never heard of until they debuted this month. And I did find out today that they were formed through a show called World Class. Now, I didn't watch the show, so I don't know a whole bunch of what happened between then and now, or, you know, the beginning of the show and their debut now. But I have to say, like, the song itself is not that good. When I was listening to it this morning, I felt like, okay, so at the beginning it was cool. Like, I could get into it at the beginning. But when we got to the middle, it was sort of like dragging on. It sort of felt like it was dragging on. I got sort of bored. But eventually I started watching like videos about them, like as people. So like an interview of them. And like they have the personality and the looks to continue being popular. Like, if they were to get popular, they have the potential for it, but I don't necessarily feel like a group can survive on just looks and personality. Like, there has to be some kind of substance to their music. And I'm not saying like they don't have substance to their music. Well, you know what? I am saying that. Their music is kind of boring. Like, not their music, just this one song, their debut song. And it only gets better from here, you know? In my opinion, it's good to come in strong, but it's better to come back stronger. So whatever they have planned next, I do hope that it is something that will leave a lasting impression on music shows and in the hearts and minds of other K-pop fans, or, you know, create new fans for this group. A comeback that happened this month that I was really excited for, and you all know if you've listened to my previous episodes that I'm a Cassiopeia, was Changmin. with his, like, this man seriously deserves every praise, 'cause I feel like he deserved a solo album like years ago. For you, those of you who don't know, like, they've been together. Well, TVXQ had their ups and downs, and they were five people at once, but Changmin and Yuno have been together for a long time. I can't think of the exact number right now. I know I've been a fan for 12 years, and they were together for a while before that. But the song, I gotta be honest with you, I was not expecting to like it this much. I gotta be honest, I'm probably a pessimist at most when it comes to, like, solos. Like, when other artists like to branch off from their groups and they decide to go solo or are given the opportunity to work by themselves, I never expect a whole bunch. Like, I feel with Changmin's solo sort of debut, I guess, Suho from EXO ended up getting overshadowed. I didn't listen to it because I don't think Suho is a very strong singer in the first place. If anybody deserves a solo album, it should be Chun or even Dio. I know that he's in the freaking military right now, but I didn't even listen to Suho's album. I might give it a try now that I've said that out loud, but with Changmin's Chocolate, it was honestly like, it was so TVXQ. That song is so TVXQ. And I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, I don't think anybody else would be able to sing this song. I was going through my head, I was thinking, like, what other SM artists could sing this song? And absolutely nobody, not one, came to mind. I mean, SM Entertainment has some very strong vocalists. They have people who sing the highest high notes of the industry, in my opinion. I don't hear notes from other people or groups or like that very often. But yeah, Changmin was probably my favorite comeback or solo debut this month, along with A Pink. You know, I have actually been thinking about A Pink a lot. I was surprised when, well, I wasn't surprised. I was more excited than surprised when I found out that they were making their comeback this month. I'm not gonna try to say the name because I feel like I'm gonna say it wrong, but dum 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 dum. That's not even at the end. Dum da dum. Yeah, it's. So whenever A Pink first debuted, I was not interested, and I feel like this is the case with a lot of groups for me, but I don't know. They were just one of those, like, at the time, they were super cutesy, and I really wasn't into that. They were super cutesy, and whenever I see a group and I notice that they're being either way sexual or super cutesy about their songs, I tend to think that they probably have no vocal or any capabilities when it comes to singing, rather. But obviously I was proved wrong because NG is like one of the best vocalists, female vocalists in a K-pop group, in my opinion. And I ended up paying more attention to A Pink because of the drama she was in. I think it was Reply 1998. Yeah. Because I saw her and I can't believe I forgot his name. I literally just saw him 2 minutes ago. I forgot what his name was, but when I saw them together and I heard him sing, then I started paying attention to him, and then I started looking into her, and she I wouldn't say, I don't want to say that she holds the group when it comes to vocal abilities. She kind of does, but the other girls have that capability as well. And after Eun Eun came out, like, I was super A Pink, A Pinkified. And now I was super excited to see that they came back this month. Another group, now this, okay, G Idol is not one of my favorite groups, I gotta be honest. And they made their comeback this month. I actually like a few of their songs, okay? Like, I know a good song when I hear it, but this month was Oh My God. I don't know any of their names, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm too old to remember K-pop names at this point. I've forgotten so many people's names. I remember when I was in high school. Irrelevant, never mind. Anyway, the girl that sings like the title of the song, I think her name is Soyeon. It sounds like she is trying so hard to either imitate someone else or, and honestly, she sounds like she's trying too hard almost all the time to me, even in Oh No. But with their debut song in Lion, like, there were opportunities for her to like just tone it down. And I mean, I really do like some of their songs. Lion was actually one of my favorite songs. I love singing that song. I love bopping to that song. And their debut song, which I don't remember was called, was actually good. I also don't like Oh No. So it's like every other comeback for me with them that I don't really like. But Oh My Gosh, just I don't know. There's just something about it that I can't latch on to. I don't understand why they're so popular. Maybe it's because of Produce 101, because I remember the girl who I'm talking about, I think, is the one that was a part of, what was it, IOI. And, you know, when they broke up, she ended up debuting in G Idol. But yeah, oh my, this is not a song that I can get behind. It's not a comeback I can get behind. Not this time around. Maybe the next comeback will be good, but I'm not feeling this one. And I really want to know how, if other people feel the same way, because I feel like if you actually like a group, you can discern whether or not, and this is just my opinion, but you can discern whether or not like it's a song that matches up with your taste. And it's fine if it doesn't, right? That doesn't mean that you don't like the group anymore. It's just like you, like, this is one song that I just cannot listen to. Like, it makes me gag. I don't, as soon as I turn it on, like, oh my, I can't do it. I cannot do it. Okay, so another group that debuted this month besides TOO was Cravity or whatever. And they debuted through Starship Entertainment, which housed Sistar and Monsta X. And I actually really liked this song. I had to listen to it a few times. And you know when you first listen to a song and at first you're kind of iffy about it, and this is how I was, but I just wanted to make sure I had the like full effect put on me since I'm reviewing it. I just wanted to make sure. So I watched it about 4 or 5 times. And I actually really like this song. I like this debut. I was surprised. I mean, when it comes to rookies, like, I'm surprised. It's the same with TOO. Like, they can only go up from here, but they set the bar high in my opinion for themselves. And I feel like we can expect much better music in the coming months, in the coming years when with them. But I also watched them just so I could get a feel for them as a group as well. I watched them on Weekend Idol, Weekly Idol, Jugan Idol, whatever. I don't know what it is in, I forget what it is in English, but I watched them just to get a feel for them. And obviously, so the episode was 2 days after they had officially debuted and they hadn't performed the song anywhere else yet. So their first live, quote unquote, live performance was on Jugan Idol. And like, the performance is good, and just watching them interact with one another, I could tell, and everybody else could tell in the studio as well, that they were super nervous. So this is, you know, their first time around, and they're, I mean, I want to say their personality didn't shine through as much as I feel like it will in the coming future, once they get comfortable, more comfortable on TV. And honestly, this is one group that I'm really excited to see grow in the future, so I'll be keeping up with them for sure. For sure. Another group that made a comeback this year was Girlkind. Initially, I wasn't going to mention them just because I went and I looked at their new song, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm not a huge fan, but I can tell that the girls have talent. Their company does not have the money to nourish their talent. The music video was super, like, budget-ish, and the song was also not that great, but the girls' vocals are there. The rapping, not so much. The styling, not so much. The video, not so much. But the girls, the singing was on point. And another group that I'm actually super excited to get to know more about, because like the other groups, TOO and Gravity, I looked up just like them interacting with one another, and it was actually super funny, was OneWe, which is the brother group to One Us. So OneWe came back this month with the song Q, featuring Hwasa, and I feel like K-pop has been missing that band vibe since, you know, FT Island and the other one with the man whose name we shall not name. I feel like K-pop has been craving a band, and honestly, like, this song was so good. I went back and looked at previous songs, and I saw that they do a lot of covers, and their covers are pretty amazing as well. And I looked at the songs that they came out with, I think it was 11 months ago. The reason I'm referring to it in months is because that's what it said on YouTube, and I don't remember the name of the song. Yeah, I don't remember the name of the song. I was trying to remember, but I don't remember. So OneWe's Q with Hwasa is actually, like, I say this a lot, but I was thoroughly surprised, because I'm not always the biggest fan. Wow. I say that a lot. I'm not a big fan of anything. That's what it sounds like, but I'm not always a huge fan of, like, K-pop bands, but this is one group that I'm excited to see about. They're also really funny, so you should check out some videos of them interacting with one another. I actually saw this one video that somebody put together, and they were trying to identify members of One Us and One We. And please let me know if I'm saying this wrong, because I always thought it was One Us, On Us, and I'm saying One Us just because One We and One Us, I feel like, I don't know, you can't say On We, right? Anyway, I saw this video of them trying to identify members of each group. It was actually really funny. So this is a group I feel like everybody needs to be watching out for, listening to. Hwasa is a bomb singer, and I feel like she totally adds something different. She doesn't add it. Yeah, she adds something different to the song. I love it. It's so good. Another group that made a comeback this month was Signature with their song Asa. And I have to say, the song itself is not that ear-catching, but the MV is sort of addicting to watch. This is one of those songs that I would never listen to without watching the MV first. Like, I wouldn't listen to the song unless I was watching the MV. But their debut song, Nu Na Na, I thought that song was actually really good. It was a bop. It was kind of cute, and the dance was pretty decent. This song, I mean, the dance is cool, and I do appreciate the group as a whole. I can see that they have girls that are a little curvier than usual, not K-beauty standard type K-pop idols. You know, she's not stick thin. Or they are not stick thin. I think it's like one or two girls that are curvier than usual. And I can appreciate that about this group. However, I do not think that they're going to be around that long, because I don't really think that there's anything particularly signature about them. They sort of remind me of Momoland or basically any other group. In my opinion, Asa could have been sang by literally any other group and it wouldn't have had, like, Momoland could have sang that song. Nu Na Na could have been sang by Momoland too. I don't see anything to marvel at about them. So this comeback was super underwhelming. I feel like they set the bar high when they debuted. But with this, there's sort of nothing to look forward to. Switching gears a little bit, we're gonna move into the next topic, which is Rona. Little old girl Rona running around, making our plans more difficult for our K-pop concerts and whatnot. So, for those of you who don't know or didn't listen to the previous episodes, I bought tickets to the BTS concert happening in, or was supposed to happen in Atlanta on May 17th. And we were actually, I think it's so weird how I found out it was actually through a Facebook K-pop group instead of through an email, because I know I purchased those tickets the right way with my email and everything. But I found out through a K-pop Facebook group, which I'm so thankful for, that the concerts were postponed, and I found that out late last month, with no idea when they will be happening. Like, no idea in sight when they will be happening or when they're gonna start picking up dates again. I just wanna take the time just to mention that the reason why these concerts are getting canceled is, and you may think that you're not the type of person that catches coronavirus or whatever, and you very well might not be, and you might catch it and you might just be asymptomatic, might end up giving it to someone else who is immunodeficient, who can't necessarily fight off the disease themselves. So I appreciate that they postponed the concerts because for the sake of the boys for BTS themselves, as well as the audience members. At the end of the day, it isn't going to be the end of the world. But this shutdown, if it continues, could be the end of the world for a lot of other people who aren't able to make income. So I just want to put out a sort of PSA to say that there are people out there who are losing business because they are local businesses or they're family owned that are unable to continue to work because people aren't taking this threat seriously. That there's a possibility that you could die from this disease. The ability to house all of the people who catch the disease in a hospital is very difficult, as hospitals run at nearly full capacity as it is. And the problem being treating those who have it with the least amount of equipment possible. I encourage all of you, if you're not staying inside or you're not taking this seriously, that you take this seriously, you try to consider others who aren't necessarily able to defend themselves against it, or who aren't able to work or make their living the way that they usually would if this wasn't going on. I just want to point out that I am not a medical professional, but I definitely appreciate the people that are essentially out there on the front lines doing what they can to help those in need. Well, that is all I have for today. Once again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Not Your K Podcast. I am your host, Hannah. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and like our Facebook page. Today's song of the day is Chocolate by Chungmin, and I'll see y'all next time. Bye.